Welcome to the Stream of David on Om Times Radio with best-selling author, channel, and creator of the Taya spiritual practice, David Strickel, shares the eternal wisdom of the consciousness called the Stream. The Stream of David show is fun and informative and seeks to not only answer all your spiritual and life questions, but to also provide proven tools to navigate life's obstacles and find a path to joy, clarity, and abundance by hearing the Stream's no-nonsense, direct approach to spirituality. Prepare to have your mind blown and receive clarity on your life and the universe like you perhaps never have before. And now, your host, David Strickel.
Welcome to the Stream of David show. I am here with frequent guest, in fact, co-host really, more than a guest, Matt Garden. Hi, Matt.
Hey, David. How are you?
Good. Yeah, it's funny. Our topic today is about awakening, and I know that you're just awakening there in Sydney because it's early in the morning, so hopefully the show will wake awakening. You up a little bit. Just awakening.
It will.
So one of the interesting things about this practice that we've created called Taya, if you're new to the show, Taya stands for Trusting Your Abundance. It's something I've been teaching for the past couple of years and something I really developed for myself to sort of change, well, not sort of, but absolutely change things in my own life that I wanted to change. And it was really about law of attraction and abundance in the beginning. And the law of attraction is the process of all creation. So it is spirituality. But of course, a lot of people get into law of attraction because they want stuff. They kind of see in their lives how they manifest certain things with ease and other things are more difficult. And they kind of have case studies that they do of their friends and family, of how their lives go based on what their vibration is. So they innately understand law of attraction, but sometimes end up getting really frustrated by it and sometimes even walking away from any type of intentional practice because of the frustration. And of course, the Stream came along and really dove deep into polarity and how positive and negative all serve a purpose and how we really shouldn't, you know, try to hide from everything that we consider lower vibration or negative because it does serve our expansion. And so that really developed into what we call the Taya practice. And I started teaching it, but what I realized was happening is that we weren't just teaching people how to release their abundance blocks. We were guiding people through a spiritual awakening process. And now, you know, we talk about awakening to abundance, that, you know, having a spiritual awakening doesn't mean that you have to denounce all humanity and all physical things. You know, certainly having this awakening process, you're going to come out of boot camp at least. If you went in looking to manifest money and material things as your number one goal, you're probably not getting into boot camp in the first place if you only focused on that. But if that was your intention and that's what you were looking to manifest, no one ends up there. No one ends up thinking that that's the most important thing. Even though people absolutely manifest money and material things as a result of Taya boot camp, when they graduate, if you haven't seen the testimonial videos of the dozens of graduates that have done those at this point, they always talk about more awakening type things, like loving themselves more, more confidence, releasing fear, you know, more clarity about the world and their purpose here. And then the material things are really secondary to all of that. And I know that was your experience as well, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely, David. When I started, it was more as out of curiosity and out of wanting to, you know, continue on my spiritual journey. So I was maybe a little less focused on material things and more focused on wanting to improve the relationships in my life, especially with my kids. Actually,
That was a big one. It's so long now, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've forgotten about
that. Yeah, and I had a good relationship with him, but I found the responsibility frustrating, and I completely transformed that, and that's been amazing how that's continued to grow. This, you know, one of the most magnificent things for me about this lifestyle is just that it continues to deliver results long after, you know, it's almost coming up on 2 years now that I've done boot camp, and just how different things are in my life and how they continue to to unfold. And that awakening it just keeps going, you know. You just keep waking up to new levels of clarity and freedom and joy, and it's blissful. It's not always, you know, we're very quick to say it's not always roses. But even when you have challenges, you deal with them completely differently. You know, you kind of look forward to what is the lesson here. You know, why is this challenge happening for me, and what is my lesson out of it? So yeah, I 100% agree, David. Everyone who starts comes in and wants the classic things, you know, money, relationship, health, you know, car, whatever. And they come out going, wow, I don't care at all about all those things. And guess what? I got most of them because I didn't care about them anymore.
Yeah, that's the real secret, right? That's the real secret. Yeah. You talk about the secret, that's the real secret is releasing need. That's such a game changer when you release need, when you no longer need, because when you know, the vibration of need is always answered with yes, you need it, and you're going to stay in the vibration of needing it. Exactly. And that's hard for a lot of people to grasp on the surface. But once you get in and start doing some work, it becomes very clear. And the clarity is a big one for me. The most valuable aspect of an awakening process is zooming out to clarity. Clarity is my favorite manifestation of anything. And every time I go down in vibration, when I go down the spiral, and we all do, I will dip down, I will manifest something that turns into a clarifying event. And I love these clarifying events. It's just, I'm so in awe of them. Like, wow, you know, I really got clarity from that little bit of negativity, that little bit of unwanted in my life that I manifested for myself. Ended up being a gift because it was the gift of clarity. I really understand something on a higher level now because I've gone through this whatever it was scenario, and it's so satisfying to live life like that. I can't. There's just no words to describe it, really, the satisfaction that is clarity. Because if you're not there, if you're not yet, and this sounds very judgmental, but if you're not yet, because and I'm only saying this because I used to be here. If you're not yet in a real awakening process. And you're meditating and you're following the law of attraction and you're trying to manifest intentionally and you're not really waking up to what the universe is really all about, you do get stuck in that, gosh, you know, if I just made a little more money, if I just lived in a nicer home, if I could take a, you know, another vacation, or if I didn't have to be in this job that I don't like, or something, you know, some material aspect, you know, you're thinking, gosh, once I get that, then I'm finally going to be really happy. And then what happened to me is I got all that stuff. I knew how to manifest. I knew how to manifest intentionally since I was a child and did very well. But I focused on the wrong things. And I had to teach myself that. I had to spend 40 years teaching myself that lesson that, oh, yeah, you know, just having a high income and a beautiful home full of beautiful things and a luxury lifestyle, you know, it's nice, but it's not, there's something else that's still missing. And I think that's why we see people that really get good at manifesting material things. There's never an end to how much they need because they think, gosh, you know, I've got four houses now. If I have a fifth house, that's going to make me so happy, you know, or a bigger yacht or, you know, a bigger private jet or whatever it is on that level. You just see a never ending. You know, you look at some of these billionaires and they're so hungry for more, even though they already have enough money to, you know, do whatever they want for the rest of their lives. They don't care. You know, their drive is such, and that's what got them there, that they're just hungry for more always, and it never ends.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of, it's a purgatory really, because they get the thing, it doesn't make them as happy as they want. And straight away, they're looking for something else to strive to. You know, when I get there, I'll be happy. When I get there, I'll be happy. When I get there, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Or satisfied or content or feel better about myself. You know, all those things. There's, David, you were saying earlier about the awakening process and about having that joy and clarity. One of my very favorite Zen koans is, before enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. After enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. you can have an awakening process and actually nothing in your 3D life changes, but everything changes. And it can be quite disconcerting. You can almost have jet lag in your own life because everything's still the same, but you are definitely not the same anymore.
That's a good point.
And sometimes people struggle a little bit with that. They're like, hang on, I was expecting everything to change, and everything certainly has changed, but at the same time, nothing's changed, and I'm just a bit freaked out by that.
You're perceiving your world differently, and that's the most empowering thing there is. That's what that clarity is all about.
Yeah. That veil that's been clouding your vision kind of disappears, and you're like, okay, now I see how it is.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful experience. So we were going to talk a little bit about some new awakening ideas.
Yeah, well, what I've sort of gotten a download from the stream is that there are different roads to an awakening process. And what we really haven't delivered in the past is sort of a more experiential focused awakening tools. And that's what we're starting to work on now, are what we're calling the awakening codes. Everyone is capable of awakening. I see a lot of people on social media and spiritual groups and things like that are talking about how horrible the awakening process is. that it's so rough and it's so rocky and it's so awful, and there's all this shadow work that you've got to do. And I'm the first to say, yes, it's work. It has not been my experience that you discover the law of attraction and you just get happy, and then suddenly you're just showered upon with, all material things, and you're just, living life and everything's great. I don't know anyone that's really living that. The awakening end of things to me is much more satisfying than just trying to manifest stuff. And yes, law of attraction is rooted in everything, because it is, again, all creation occurs via attraction. So your awakening process is going to happen via law of attraction. You're going to start working to raise your vibration. And in raising your vibration, you're going to have clarifying events, and you're going to start seeing or perceiving your world differently. And that is, in essence, a spiritual awakening, is you're starting to shift focus and change your perspective of everything that's ever happened to you and everything that's happening in the world. You're really gaining an ability to zoom out and see it from a higher perspective. And when you really get up there, and it's not really an up there, of course, but as a metaphor, when you really get up there to that super high perspective, you're at such peace with everything that's going on in the world that it shouldn't be this horrible experience to go through an awakening. It doesn't have to be this rough, rocky experience. Yes, there is some work to be done in detuning transgressors, as we call it, where you are sort of revisiting the things that haunt you, the things that are still active in your lower vibration, sort of waiting down there to, trigger you down as soon as polarity tugs at you a bit. But that detuning is actually finding a path to appreciation of all of those negative things. And if you want to call that shadow work, that's fine. And as far as, releasing demons from past lives and things like that, the raising of vibration, the shifting of focus really activates all of that automatically. It's not about having to, hire someone to go in and identify some past life that's haunting you. It's you raising your vibration and getting your own clarity and getting to the, and you can hire somebody if you want. I'm not trying to, guide anybody away from doing anything. There's lots of paths to this, but the raising of, I don't want anybody to think that I'm saying that somebody that does that work is not legit. That's not true at all. There are people that do that work. But the raising of your vibration and the awakening process is something that's personalized. And that's what the stream always guides us back to, that Taya turns everything back on you. You are detuning your transgressors. You are raising your vibration. You are appreciating yourself more. You are finding peace with your transgressors. You are, paying attention to where your vibration is. You're becoming more aware of all of those things. And then from there, that can be the foundation for lots of stuff, but you're sort of releasing the need really for, you know, a lot of other aspects of spirituality, but you can always use this as a foundation and then partake in anything you want to partake in. You know, there's nothing dogmatic about Taya. You can do it all. Whatever you like, you can do. But as far as I'm concerned, is, you know, as far as paying attention to planetary alignment and things like that, there's value in that, because that shifting vibration is very, very real. That's polarity. But I also want to be very attuned to my vibration, so that no matter what is tugging at it, whether it's my focused thought or just plain old polarity, I'm aware that my vibration is a little lower than where I want it to be. And I've got the tools to move up in grace and ease, and not try to claw my way up into higher vibration, because that backfires on you every time. So these codes are things that the stream is going to be delivering that are going to give people the tools to activate their own awakening, but it's going to be in conjunction with the stream as far as the experience goes. But still, even though we're delivering the experience, the awakening and the shifting vibration is still all in internal work. Everything that we ever teach is going to be that. It's going to be giving you the tools and guiding you in different ways to raise your vibration. And that's what this work is all about. But it's always going to turn back to the consumer, if you will, whoever's listening to us, whoever's following, whoever's, you know, watching the videos or in boot camp or reading a book or whatever. It's always going to be, this is inner work for you. And then if you want to employ someone else, have at it. There's nothing wrong with that. But teaching you how to do this stuff on your own is extremely valuable. And not just people, tools. Not needing to rely on a crystal. You know, if you're relying on crystals for energy healing and something happens to your crystal, what do you do? Now, crystals are high vibrational formations for sure, but they ultimately have the power that we give to them. So use your crystals. I have crystals. I have all sorts of things, but I understand that the power is really within me, and that's the big difference. Matt, before we go, anything else from you on that?
No, I use this analogy a lot, and it's like going to the gym, right? You have to do the push-ups. You have to do the sit-ups. You have to run on the treadmill. It doesn't matter how many trainers you have or how good your sneakers are or how expensive your activewear is. If you don't do the work yourself, and you're more than capable of it, you're not going to get the results.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point to make as we head out to commercial. When we get back, I'm going to channel the stream. They are going to dive into the awakening codes for the very first time with Matt. We'll be right back.
Yay.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
As I'm sure you know, it is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
We are experiencing a global reset, and much of the world is living in fear. But I see Taya practitioners thriving in this new reality.
I see Taya overflowing in every aspect of my life. It's just truly magnificent. There were times that I was not self-assured and didn't have the self-confidence, but now I'm fearless. I really love myself, and I know how to live in joy and let go of all these things that held me back from living this beautiful life I've always dreamed of. And it's amazing how rapidly those things start showing up once you practice Taya.
It changes everything about you. And it will affect all other aspects of your life, your health, your career, your money, your relationships. And I think that certainly has helped with my anxiety, with my mental health. I'm realizing that, wait a second, I deserve the best in life.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more about the Taya Mindset Practice and Taya Bootcamp.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We are here.
Hello. Thank you for joining us. we're excited to ask you some questions today about this new idea of awakening codes. May we ask you some questions, please?
We are here to answer your questions.
Thank you. Would you mind explaining generally what the idea is behind these awakening codes?
We understand that there are many different paths to what we teach. There are many different paths to what you call awakening. And in fact, there are many different definitions of that. What we are guiding you to is a place of ever-increasing clarity. Clarity regarding what your universe is really all about. What this world that you are experiencing through your perception is really all about, and what your purpose and function in it is really all about. And when you bring yourselves to that place of clarity, you are experiencing the highest level of joy that you will manifest as a human being on planet Earth. And we are not telling you that there is a limit to joy. We are telling you that when you have this awakening experience and you are able to access what we are calling a zoomed out perspective, a zoomed out mindset, you can connect with the highest level of joy there is, which is our vibration, our energy, which is how you exist in your eternal state. There is a larger portion of you that is always there. So it is always active, but it is overshadowed by your human consciousness, your ego consciousness, if you will. And your journey on planet Earth as a human being is to come here and very much desire that level of joy. But in your experiencing contrast, the positive and negative aspects of your polarized environment, having to find a path back to that joy throughout your lifetimes. And some of you find yourselves there very, very quickly. It almost happens naturally. And then perhaps manifest a distancing from it later in life, in your life experience. Some of you spend your entire lifetime and never allow yourself to fully realize that. But you have a higher version of you that is always, always calling you forward to that level of joy, that level of clarity. And your version of abundance, whatever that looks like for you, that you get to discern your preferences as a physically manifested being, that higher version is calling you forward through all of that to this joy and clarity that's available. But the journey to reach that space is different for each and every one of you. And there is great value in that journey, no matter how you manifest it. There is great value in your journey. Even if it is the roughest journey, you can traverse that rough journey and end up in joy and clarity like you've never imagined, regardless of where you've come from, regardless of where you are now. Even if you think your life has been one of relative ease, you can still find your path there. There's always more David often says that he has been doing this work for a long time now, and that he is finding there's no ceiling, and he is correct. There is no ceiling. There is never-ending higher and higher levels of joy and clarity as you perceive it as a human being that you can experience in your now state. And what we are going to transition to delivering more of is more clarity for all of you, should you choose to absorb it, on how you achieve that and what it looks like for you and how you use your imagination to bridge the gap and get yourselves there vibrationally.
And so we'll talk about the codes a little bit and then I'll come back to general awakening. These codes will be a series of instructions or guidance on how we can achieve a unique awakening in each of our lives and a continued awakening. It's not just one thing, is it?
The codes will unfold and evolve and expand over time. And in fact, for the remainder of the time that we are flowing through David, for the remainder of his physical life, these codes are going to continually expand and evolve. Mm-hmm. And the good news for all of you is that you can participate in this and stay with it as long as you want and even fall out of it and come back into it. The codes are a co-creation between what we are offering, what David is crafting from his 3D human perspective, which is very vital to all of this, because the reason that this is being transmitted through him, due to his creative abilities, he can create tools that help other human beings relate to that which we are offering. We do not speak a human language. Very often humans will interact with our message through David and refer to us as all-knowing and all-seeing, but that description is coming from a very humanized 3D concept. That we should be able to simply speak from the heavens. Of course, if we did that, that would freak all of you out in such a way that you would not pay attention. So we flow through human beings as a vibrational alignment for those who are ready to put themselves out there in such a way, if you will, who have the skills and the tools and the gifts to be able to share this message in such a way that it reaches those who are vibrationally ready for it. We very often say aligned with, but we are really speaking of those who are ready for it, because you are all on different paths. And if you are not ready for this message, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. You don't have to be ready for this message. You don't have to listen to anything that David shares of us. And you will still have your human experience, and you will still expand in that human experience. We very much want everyone to understand that. This is not some mandatory message for any of you. But for those of you who are aligned with it, those of you who absorb these words and are comforted by them, or at least they pique your interests, then you're in the right place. Because this unfolding that we are offering is an evolutionary unfolding. And we have flowed in such a way that prepared those at the leading edge for this reset time that you're in now. You are very obviously in a reset time, because you are collectively ascending to a higher vibration. You are questioning everything on your planet, like the current version of humanity, if you will, never has before. And your ability to communicate globally is sharper than it's ever been. And in that global communication, you are understanding that you are all of the same core vibration. And you are all turning back and questioning so many of your institutions that you're causing their destruction. And in their destruction, there's going to be shifts on your planet, and there's going to be contrasts in those shifts. But the more you detune fear, and the more you trust your abundance, and the more you trust the universe, the better your personal experience is going to be. That's why we labeled this practice trust in English. The better your experience is going to be, and the more positive energy you are going to contribute to the collective consciousness. And the yes. codes are going to be a series of meditations and discussions, and more turning you inward to your own personal guidance. Our guidance is always rooted in turning you inward to what you already have built in. which is that higher consciousness version of you, which is part of us. We say over and over again that you all have your own version of this flowing to you, whether you ever reach a place of being able to write it or speak it or even have a desire to or not. You all have this built into you. And for those who are ready to pay attention, we are going to offer continual guidance that's going to allow you to have this continual evolutionary unfolding of an awakening process that can last for the rest of your physical lives.
Beautiful. And it is very much about a process of realization in a way, isn't it? Can you talk to us about how that awakening can unfold? Does it need to be something sudden? Can it be gradual? You know, how will I know when I'm there? All those sorts of questions that kind of arise at the beginning of such a journey.
We guide you at best not to question any of it, to simply allow your vibration to rise, and you raise your vibration via meditation, via appreciation, most importantly, via appreciation of self, self-love. Because when you love yourself, you are directly in alignment with the vibration that we hold for you. And in aligning directly with our vibration, you automatically activate an awakening process and understand that there is no other being that can tell you exactly what your awakening is going to look like, because that is different for each and every one of you. And it's important to understand as well that you did not come here to live any sort of a templated experience. That is why we are telling you that these codes are not going to be a one-size-fits-all code. They're going to be a series of escalating messages that on the surface may seem like the same thing over and over again, perhaps in different ways. But the intention of that is to offer our message as it is always offered, in layers of unfolding. That is why you can go back and listen to our recordings and watch our videos again and again and again and get something different out of it depending on where you are in your vibrational journey. And understand that it is delivered in layers, and you are hearing the aspects that you are ready to hear. And there is great value in reviewing the material over and over again, if you so choose. And you have recently described what we have to offer as a lifestyle. And indeed, it is a lifestyle if you choose to partake and allow this to be your vehicle of awakening. Then understand that it is a very personalized inward journey version of awakening. Because there is no true awakening that's going to be activated on any specific timeline by any external tool or teacher.
It all happens in divine timing.
It happens as it's supposed to happen for you. It is your unique creation, and you're putting effort in and paying attention to and giving the power to and allowing yourself advancement, if you will, through this journey, and then lowering your vibration and retreating from it in this example, and then turning around and understanding that the positive aspects that you've received from it, the clarity and the abundance, have started to regress in your life because you've turned away from it. Perhaps you don't think you need it anymore. And then you get back into it, perhaps with a different teacher or perhaps the original teacher that you were paying attention to, whether it is us or another. And whatever that process is for you, there is no getting that wrong. There is no wasting of time. David met with one that took his boot camp over 2 years ago and was frustrated with where she's advanced since then, and began to recount all of the things that have happened in her life, and every single one of them are signs of ascension. The negative people that treated her poorly exited her life. She visualized and manifested the ideal home and now lives in that ideal home, and visualized and manifested a correction of things in her life that were things that she did not desire, that she was continually manifesting over and over and over again. And then she reached a place where she sort of ran out of steam, if you will. And what occurred was is she didn't believe internally that she could go to a higher level even than that. She was very happy to have manifested this home in this scenario and exiting these relationships. and was not in full belief of whatever the next level is. And she essentially needs to tune herself again, or tune herself up, if you will, back to her practice, back to the roots of what has delivered this amazing transformation in her life up until now, to understand that just because she achieved everything she set out to achieve, there's far more that she can still allow. And that is mm-hmm. that is always true. So the falling out of practice is part of the journey for many. But there's no mm-hmm. getting this wrong. Even if you fall out and manifest some things that seem irreversible in your life, miracles happen every day. And there are things that you can manifest that can turn any scenario around. As long as you are breathing, as long as you are drawing a breath on this planet, there is nothing that you cannot come back from. That does not mean that you are going to ultimately not want to return to your completed state and manifest that departure. But it can be on your terms. And it will be on your terms ultimately, even if it's just a vibrational term that you're not fully aware of. But you can change, you can shift, you can. There's never a point where it becomes too late for you to change your vibration and activate or reactivate an awakening process and even understand the value that you offered yourself in the downturn if you manifested such.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what a beautiful message to end on. It's never too late for awakening. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look Indeed. Forward to speaking with you again soon.
Much love.
Namaste. Hey, David, welcome back. So we're just about to go to an ad break, so I had to kind of wrap things up. But it was a beautiful, beautiful guidance from the stream. Thank
Very
you.
Very good. Very good. Well, yeah. We'll go to commercial break, and when we get back, we'll unpack what the stream shared. We'll be right back.
Perfect. Cheers, man.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
I'm David Strickle, channel, author, and creator of the Taya Mindset Practice. Taya is a set of mindset tools that I co-created with the eternal wisdom of the stream. Join us in the Taya community, where we learn to release fear and truly trust the universe to deliver everything that we want and need.
This work is profound. If you do the Taya Bootcamp and maintain a daily practice, you will fundamentally change your life. I've maintained my practice pretty regularly since graduating. I meditate every day, I trust the universe to deliver what I want, I set intentions for my day, and I monitor my vibe up and down my virtual spiral. Doing these things consistently and regularly has made me a better father to my kids, a better lover to my partner, and a better boss to my team. This work is transformational and it will completely change your life. I can't recommend it enough.
Learn the mindset practice that is changing lives all over the world.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more and book your free discovery meeting today. opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
We are back with Matt. And I am back.
Hey, David.
I am
and
here.
You're back.
Yeah, not we are here. I am here.
You're here.
So, let's dive in and recap. Go ahead.
Yeah. I always feel uncomfortable telling them to stop. Sorry, eternal wisdom. We've only got a 20-minute slot here. I need to cut you off. You know, it's funny that they live in no time. Yeah. They live in no time, and we're always trying to tie them into time slots. It was great. It was a lovely explanation on awakening, and as usual, you know, that they're always very, very, very clear to say that, you know, there's no pressure from them at all for this message. No one has to do any of this. It's really only for those who are aligned to it and who are called to it and who are in the frequency of receiving this message. But for those of us who want to be on the leading edge, then it's going to be a fantastic set of tools and guidances, teachings and meditations to really totally blow our minds and have an experience here that we couldn't even begin to imagine. One of joy and clarity, and one of enjoying the journey towards that process of awakening. You know, yeah, it was. It's always profound, but it was exciting too. It was like, hang on, I can actually have a lifestyle and a meditative practice that will bring me continuous joy and clarity and a sense of, you know, awe and wonder in my day-to-day life.
Exactly. And what I love about the stream is, you know, when I started channeling and I wrote the first book, there was so much information in the first book. And, you know, two plus years have gone by. And we're writing the Taya book now, and there's so much. It's like the first book was a great introduction to me and the stream. And now this, I'm glad that we put all this time in between, because we've had time to really develop this practice globally. And this Taya book is just, it's nowhere near being published, but it's not yet. Well, it's going to take time, because we're just finishing it up, and we're going to start seeking representation to get it published in a more mainstream way this go around. And it's going to take time, but it's so evolved now from where we were. You know, those 23 core messages are fantastic. And I kind of thought, wow, these 23 core messages answer every question you would have for Source. And at that time, they did. And now we've gone so much further with the message that, you know, you can read that book and really get to know what the stream is all about and what I'm all about. And it's a cool book, because there's no other spiritual book like it, the way that it's written. But now the message has evolved so much, and it's so up to speed with what's going on in the world now, that I don't think it's ever going to end. You know, there's just going to be a continual evolution of clarity with this message, and more tools. You know, just when we think we have everything that we need, there's like, wait, there's more tools. You know, there's even higher highs that we can reach. There's more clarity. Mm. There's, you know, more joy. There's a whole different perspective of abundance. And yes, you know, in that shifting perspective of abundance, you end up getting everything that you really want and need anyway. That's what trust is all about. You know, this isn't about learning to intentionally manifest specific things. It used to be, but now it's evolved to really zooming out and getting out of the way of the universe and letting the universe decide what you need based on your vibration, and then really being blown away by what gets delivered in that process. And that's truly trusting. You know, needing to manifest a specific thing is not nearly as satisfying as just saying, hey, universe, you know, knock my socks off here. I just want to be I just want to be free and joyful and live a great life. That's what I want. Show me what you got. And that's how I've started living my life. And then it's just like the results are like, oh my God, I would have never imagined in a million years, you know, being where I am now, doing what I'm doing, you know, as I'm doing it and living life the way that I'm living right now. I would have never designed this intentionally as well as the universe designed it for me. And it's not that I, you know, was just thrust into something unwanted. It's like I have things now that my soul knew that I wanted, that I, at a 3D level, never knew that I wanted.
Yeah. It's like it's those things you don't know it. You know, and so you can't plan for it. And I think one of the messages I like from the stream's teachings is set a general intention for awesomeness. You know, because if you start getting too specific about it, you're blocking the possibilities that could unfold. And I think that's what they were talking about with this process of awakening, is that it's a gradual and continual and lifelong opportunity to experience amazing days continually. They spoke right towards the end. They spoke about an example of somebody, a student of yours, who had gone off and manifested a great amount of stuff and was now back and was like, okay, I need to go to the next level now, and I'm kind of struggling with that. How do I get even better than this? This is kind of, I thought this was all I wanted, but wait, there's more.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that the awakening process, some people think of it as, oh, I'm going to, you know, flick a light switch and then it'll all be done. And actually it's not that. It's a journey, and it's a journey towards a wonderful life every day, really.
Yeah, well, I experienced that myself. When I started meditating, I really hid from this for many, many years. And the first time, one of the first few times that I actually got into real meditation, I had what a lot of people call a kundalini awakening, an energy awakening within my body that erupted from the base of my spine and just continues to I just have this electricity. I don't know how to explain it. And I know it wasn't always there, but I've had it now for so long that it's my normal state of being. But I have this energy that just flows, and I can get, you know, guidance from my body, yes and no. And I know you have a version of that going on for you as well, where I get, you know, my left side is positive and my right side is negative. And that was your energy. Go ahead.
Yeah, yours is subtle. I look like I've got a twitch.
Yeah, well, I've learned to regulate. You know, I've kind of gotten into where I regulate mine, but I can twitch a little bit. But it starts, you know, sort of in my leg and reverberates up. So that helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, so the twitch. The twitch is part of it for sure. But you know, that just kind of that experience felt like an awakening, but then the awakening continues to this day of greater clarity and just an ever evolving sort of state of being that it's really hard to explain. There's a lot of things that the stream offers that really don't have human words attached, and we've come up with some words and some combination of words, and that's why we, you know, for the people in boot camp, we did a stream glossary, which is really cool, because it's something I never even thought to do. You know, your team put something together that was really, really cool. I love that, you know, we can, you know, figure out how to best convey what they're trying to convey with the language that we have to work with. But sometimes they're just not, you know, it's really hard to describe this ongoing evolution of joy and clarity that never seems to have a ceiling. It just keeps going and growing and getting better. And I know that that's what they're talking about and what they're delivering in this message, that will be these awakening codes, which aren't going to be, you know, sound frequencies or any of that stuff. That's sort of...
What? No crystals?
Tools have value. No crystals, no sound frequencies. You know, you're sort of... Gosh, I'm going to get flack for this. You're sort of falsely creating a higher vibration when you're using that stuff, you know. And again, if that's what it takes to get you there, and I've used it, I've used all of it, I've tried all of these things and sampled them. But for me, when I can get into a state where I can just close my eyes and take some deep breaths and feel my vibration raise naturally, that is just the very best connection for me. And I've had, you know, I've done a whole chakra awakening that was all sound wave, chakra wave. I've done all that stuff. And I had an experience with all of it that was positive. But what I love about the stream and the Taya practice is you don't need any external tools. You can use them if you want, but the guidance is inner. And that's what you know, we call it codes, but that's why I want to get really clear that we're not going to lull you into a higher vibration with external tools. It's the word guidance and your communion, if you will, with the stream, because the stream flows to everyone. So, you know, hearing the words flow and having the experience, and especially in a group setting, of that raising of vibration collectively, I think is going to be a very powerful thing that we're going to do. And I really look forward to starting doing that and starting, you know, embarking on this new set of tools, which are all Taya-based. This isn't deviating from the Taya practice at all. You know, the Taya is rooted in universal law, which is very simple. So this is just a different way, a different you know, set of tools for people that want something that's more experiential to get there.
And it'd be exciting. It'd be fun. It'd be fun to learn some new stuff.
Yeah. So to move on to a little different topic, I have to start getting our Matt is in our mastery program, our Taya mastery for Taya Bootcamp graduates, and our mastery people really dive deep into some interesting topics. You know, we got deep into conspiracy theories, and the stream has shared all sorts of information about that. I have a TikTok video about that that's done really well. And now they're wanting to talk about UFOs. So extraterrestrials more than UFOs. So I want to get, I really want to get sort of an on-air mastery meeting sometime just to sort of expose some of this stuff to the listeners, because it's really interesting, because the stream never comes out with a stock answer regarding anything. And it'll be really interesting to hear what we get this week, and I'll have to share it on next week's show as far as what we get regarding that, because I guess there's a whole lot of new information that's about to be declassified and put out there. And there was a recent, and I'm quoting off the top of my head here, but there's a lot of talk going around that the CIA has been, you know, experimenting with law of attraction for years, and that's been declassified. That, you know, they're getting close to saying that there's actual proof. Well, I know there's proof. I mean, you can do an experiment in your own life and sort of experiment by watching people around you. Yeah, I know that it's true. The missing piece of the puzzle that the stream has delivered very well for us is that people don't understand the value of negative, first of all, and that missing puzzle piece of polarity impacting your vibration to guarantee a mix of positive and negative. It doesn't mean that you can't raise your vibration and have more positive and less negative, but I think people get frustrated when they you know, find out about law of attraction and they watch the videos and read the books and do all that stuff, and they can't hold themselves in a specific vibration of something very specific, and then they get frustrated and say it doesn't work, or it doesn't work for them. You know, I really, you know, if you're listening to this show, you're probably aware of what the law of attraction is. It's just, it's the source of all creation. It really is. You know, we call source, but the law of attraction is what creates everything for us. And it's an ongoing unfolding, and it's not something that, you know, oh, I'm going to manifest something tomorrow. No, we're manifesting every moment of every day as our manifestation. And it's always going to be a mix of positive and negative. And going down in vibration is going to guarantee that we have some negative. And in Taya, where we really take off in a different direction, is that we understand very deeply what negative is all about. And when you are no longer fearing negative and you're detuning fear and you're detuning transgressors, you get really clear. Then suddenly you're presented with the idea of aliens or conspiracies or any of these things. You're not necessarily going to fall down the rabbit hole of that stuff, but you can zoom out and ponder the thought in a very sophisticated way, if you will, that sparks interesting conversation.
Yeah, yeah, because so you're not attached to the outcome.
Yeah.
Manifest
yeah.
one. Manifest a tinfoil hat.
A lot of people, well, you know, it's easy to say, you know, none of this stuff is real, none of it's true, it's all BS. It's very easy to say that, and that's coming from fear, because your mind can't comprehend, okay, you know, what if they come out tomorrow and there's a news conference, and I don't think it's going to happen, but all of a sudden, yes, extraterrestrials are real, they're living among us right now, they have been, and now we're going to make this public information. Well, there's only so much public information that can be handled and absorbed by the masses and not create, you know, havoc. And we have enough havoc as it is right now, especially in the United States. So it'll be interesting to see what, if anything, really comes out of that. It'll be very interesting to hear what the stream has to share about it in our mastery meeting. So we'll have to come back and share it on air, what we think the listeners are ready for. But I never limit what the stream shares.
Let's see if we can declassify the stream's message.
Yes. It's always declassified. Never any... We don't pull any punches. You always get the real stream message for sure. Yeah. Thank you all so much for listening, Matt. Thanks so much. It was a fantastic episode. I appreciate it very much.
Pleasure, David. Everyone. Thanks, guys. Namaste.